Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening to this and starting her day, that these teachings just really help her walk in your Holy Spirit and discern what is of you and what is not of you, so she can obey you and bear fruit for your glory. I ask all these praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. And you can understand persecution much better when you understand Bible prophecy, because it just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. And so talking about the Antichrist and the true Christ, because they're going to see him, okay? Eventually the real Antichrist is going to show up. But what I'm talking about is the spirit of Antichrist. It's already so prevalent, and it ties into the falling away and the lukewarm church and all this stuff that's going on right now. So going through, as this 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we're going to pick it up at verse 3. So it says, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as a woman, upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Okay, so this whole peace and safety thing, that attaches to the Antichrist, because he's the one that's going to show up and say, no, you know, you just need to do this. Nothing's wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You know, we just need to go out and fight. Okay. In terms of like the world, okay, and talks about this in Revelation, we'll get into all this, but he's going to lead everybody out to go fight God, okay, because things can get really hard, really cursed, talking about globally, okay, and then everybody's going to come together, the whole world is one, and with the Antichrist leading them into this deception that, you know, God is evil, you need to go out and fight him, he's bad, and everybody's going to go, yeah, it's true, because Antichrist is really nice to us. He says, with peace, this book of Daniel shall destroy many. Yeah, he's nice. He's taking care of us. Look at all these bad things that are happening to us. And he's the one that's helping us. And this is evil. We need to go out and fight. And you're going to see the exact same thing. Okay. If you start fighting for souls when the United States burns and you start trying to tell them that they need to repent, they're going to do the same thing to you. Okay. And the spirit of Antichrist is going to be all over them. It's going to be helping them. Okay. And be really strong, my beloved sisters in Christ. The Lord is with you to prevail. Okay. And overcome every single time. But you need to know exactly what's taking place, because you're going to see things show up, organizations, people, just things come out of nowhere, spirits, okay, helping people as they're being judged. Okay. And you're going to come and say, listen, you know, this is God. What you're doing is wrong. You need to repent. You're on the way to eternal damnation. You know, come with me. Let's get you cleansed and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ and prepare your soul to meet God so that you're right with God. And then once that's done, okay, seek ye first kingdom of God, then these things shall be added onto you. Then this life will start to turn around. But do that first, right? Okay, repent. Okay, the kingdom of God is at hand, right? Really trying to truly evangelize, really getting people saved, the real thing, not fake stuff that's going on, okay? People think they're Christians and they're not, because they bear no fruit, okay? And have nothing to do with Jesus Christ, okay? All right, I'm talking about the real, true gospel, KJV Bible gospel, the real thing, okay? Once you start doing that, the spirit of Antichrist is going to show up. So, no. God's not like that. He would never do that to you, okay? This lady's mean. You need to ignore her, okay? And speaking of any sister that's listening, okay, that's the attitude that you need to be prepared to meet, okay? And you're going to see weird things happen around them, I'm telling you. Spirits coming out of nowhere and trying to help them, okay? I'm talking about like just weird things like, oh, this just happened to me and that just happened to me and everything seems to be getting so much better. And you're like, but they haven't repented yet. You need to know what's going on so you don't get, you know, bamboozled, okay? And you know what's going on, all right? And you got to stand and fight, because this verse will come to pass if you persevere and finish all the way through to the end, which is verse 3. It says, when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. The real God will show up and he'll destroy all that. Okay. All those deceptions. Okay. To where something's trying to help them stay in their state of sin. Okay. If you keep fighting, it'll come and destroy that. And they'll go, okay, wait a minute. Things are not okay. You say, yes, you need to listen to me. Okay. Please. I want to see you go to heaven. Okay. And have that heart of love to truly get them saved. I'll go ahead and leave it there. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she just asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can truly love souls and reach out to them, and also reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, reads it again so she can understand all these things. I ask all these prayers, you, Father. You send Jesus' name. Amen.